Praise the Lord, everybody. Bishop Ed Akers here, coming to you with my 9:45 live here on Sunday morning. What an exciting morning, a busy morning we have here at Victorious Living Church. First of all, we've been busy all morning preparing for our annual new event. We're going to make it an annual event, yearly pre-service reception, and sharing everything with you about VLI this past year and everything that's coming in the year to come. This is at Victorious Living Church in the main lobby, and we've got those famous Amish donuts from Der Dutchman, the big long ones with all the cream in the middle, and iced coffee bar, hot chocolate, hot coffee, drinks for the kids. And we have a partner services table set up today to help you with your giving signups or your auto renews or more information. We also have our V-Kids table for adoption of our and sponsorship of 70 children this year, 20 from Pakistan who are orphans, and 50 from the Philippines who are needy children, and many of those remote village children. And $30 a month supports a child. And that $30 helps them get a good quality education. Some of them wouldn't get any education. Clothing, school supplies, basic hygiene, and sometimes basic minor medical help, dental as well. Now, the orphans in Pakistan, the $30 sustains their living. We are their sole supporter of these 20 children in Pakistan. I've been to the orphanage where they live. It is our vision and goal to build them a new orphanage in a much safer place. But for now, we continue to support them. We bought them beds, mattresses, and we'll continue to supply them. And if you support one of those children, you are radically making a difference. VictoriousLivingInternational.com to learn more about that. Now, I know usually I'm coming to you with something from the Word of God that is meant to encourage you. I want to encourage you with something that encouraged me this week. And the title of this little devotion is Surprised by God Again. I don't care what I see God do. He always comes up with something even better than before. Let me preface this by going back a little bit. About 40 years ago, 35 years ago, and in the circle of church that we operate in, we believe that God gives men and women messages from the Holy Spirit of a supernatural divine type. We call it personal prophecy, gifts of knowledge, words of wisdom. Several of those words given to me 40 years ago launched the path that I became engaged in that brought me to this place today. Three separate occasions over the last 40 plus years, I received this particular word that there would come a time when the harvest of souls would happen so quickly and so easily, and it would seem as if before I could get a word out of my mouth to preach, we would see souls coming in. Another way to put this is that the Bible says there will be a time when the reaper, the one who reaps the harvest, will catch up to the sower and overtake the sower. So before the seeds can hit the ground, God's doing these things. And for many years in ministry, I had to pound it out with little results. I mean, one soul is a great result. A growing church is a great result. But I had not seen this, I had not seen this kind of rapid escalation and increase of harvest. Well, that's changed in the last couple of years. We've had over almost 100,000 people born again in 2 years. And it's not the number, even though that's an impressive number, but it's what I'm seeing in the acceleration. And when God's doing a thing, look, there's times when we work hard and don't see a lot of fruit. You know, farmers will dig and cultivate and prepare soil and have to wait to see a harvest. And rains can come and floods, problems can arise, and they don't know if they're going to see a harvest. And in ministry, if you're in ministry, if you're a pastor, if you're in ministry of any kind, evangelist, or just people of God, you are on a mission. You're in ministry every single day to give Jesus Christ to this world. And there'll be times when you are digging the ground and digging the dirt and pounding hard, and very little seems to happen. But there'll come a day, if you're faithful, where the harvest will be so great that you can't get seeds in the ground fast enough to keep up with what God's bringing in. And oftentimes in the West, we make this about financial prosperity. But in the kingdom, this is about winning souls. It's about harvesting souls. That is God's number one concern for the church. It's not that you prosper, have a nice house and two cars. What about the little kid that's orphaned in the slums of Pakistan that'll never have a house? Does God love you and me more than he loves that child? No. We cheapen God when we say all the blessings of God are for us to be comfortable. God blesses us so that he can empower us to do his will on the earth, and that is to win souls. Number one and foremost, to win souls. Time and again, God has surprised me over and over as I've stepped on platforms and I thought I was going there to do this certain thing, and there'd be thousands of people healed or hundreds of people saved. And I'm always at awe about what God does. The fact that he would even allow me to be a part of it even accentuates my surprise. I'm nobody. I have no power in me other than what God allows me to have. I'm just a, as they used to say, an old clump of dirt that's been activated by a God who's more powerful than anything on the earth. This past week, we employed a new strategy in Pakistan. Now, we've been doing Zoom crusades for 2 years now. We've had hundreds of people born again, even literally into the thousands. Small villages, sometimes 200-300 people in attendance, sometimes less. And we're still doing that. And out of that, in the past 2.5 years, we've had 19 home churches begin, and they're still functioning. But this past week, we employed a new strategy. Let's bring villages together, 10 to 20 villages. Let's broadcast a larger image of whoever's preaching, in this case me. Let's do a mass rally of gospel presentation and prayer for the sick. And we did one of those, our first one, Friday morning, 6 a.m. U.S. time here in Ohio. That's evening for them on Friday in Pakistan. I couldn't appreciate the size of the crowd because I'm looking through a camera off of a laptop. I could see the front few rows. But as the reports came later, there were thousands of people who came to this from 9 or 10 different villages. And God, when I was preaching it through the screen like I'm doing to you right now, I felt God in that place all the way from 8,000 miles away. The report came later that 1,436 people had confessed Jesus Christ that they were able to count. And over 550 people were healed and gave testimonies to various pastors going through the crowd of pains gone, even blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. And one particular witch doctor or witchcraft worker of dark arts, whatever you want to call it, had come to put a curse on the gathering in hopes that somebody would die there. And he heard the gospel and put down his darkness, his dark witchcraft implements, confessed Christ, and is radically changed. Now, you got to remember something. Pakistan has less than 2% Christians in its entire population. They are a small minority. And it's smaller now than it was in 1940, percentage-wise, by the last census of 2021. But God is saving massive amounts of souls in the last 2, 3, 4 years, maybe. A door or window has opened. And the contacts on the ground there that we are a part of are very committed to expanding the church in Pakistan. The mantra there is, Pakistan will be saved. Pakistan will be saved. Would that American Christians would say, America will be saved. Now, let's stop bemoaning all of the problems of those who we disagree with and those who are lost in sin. And let's declare over the land of the brave and the home of the free, America will be saved. But I was so ecstatic by the sense of the Spirit I felt. And when the reports came in, tears began to well. I got out of bed at 5 a.m., came over here in the cold, barely awake, chugging down that iced coffee of mine to kind of get awake, praying. I got up off my chair, stood right here in the comfort of the warmth of this office of mine, and preached the gospel to several thousand people 8,000 miles away who had trampled through all kinds of desert terrain, difficulties, crammed in buses and trucks, sitting on the dirt to listen to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and responded vigorously with, "Yes, I want to be saved," and confess Christ. And God surprised me again. He is wonderful, marvelous. Something is happening in the middle, in the very heart of the Muslim world. Jesus Christ is moving mightily. On the same day, I received photographs of our 36th family that we have helped facilitate through your giving and your prayers, freedom from slavery. 36 families. If you come to church today, or if you were to come to our church today, you will see all 36 families' pictures plastered on the walls of the worship center, along with our 70 children's pictures plastered on the walls of the worship center. Today, we're going up to another level. We're going to go further and do more. God's looking for willingness out of us, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says that there will come a time when the exploits of the Lord will be so great that people will not believe the reports they hear. Oddly enough, the greatest doubters that I've come across are pastors and preachers. They doubt the numbers. They doubt the honesty of the people we're working with. They doubt that it's worth all the effort when we have problems here at home. They're sadly wrong, horribly wrong. Let's say of the almost 10,000 people, or 100,000 people that have been born again, just with VLI, there's other ministries I love who are going over here doing the same thing. Let's suppose only 1/10 of those people are actually born again. Well, by my calculations, that's still 10,000 salvations. And I believe God has the ability to save everyone who says the prayer and believes in their heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead and makes him Lord. Sorry. Off of this one crusade, there are 9 leaders identified in 9 villages that attended that we will mentor over the next year and start 9 home churches in those villages. We're committed to following up with discipleship and networking these pastors into growing, thriving churches. I need your help. I've been asking for 50 people who will give $1,000 this year, 12 months to give $1,000, as a foundation for us to continue this work as we prepare to go back to Pakistan in person in September, Honduras in April, and wherever else God has for us to go. Every time I think we're running out of money, we're running out of resources, we're running out of support, God does something like this on Friday. Our investment in that thing, in that meeting, was only $700 to buy Bibles. The pastors and groups on the ground over there paid for everything else. That's true partnership. If you're a pastor and you want to get more involved in Zoom preaching or preaching in these places of the world, send me a message. Send me a personal message. I'll connect you. I'll help you any way I can. We need to be preaching this gospel all around the world. America has a church on every corner, a preacher on every television station, even dedicated satellite Christian preachers and singers. Some of these countries, the only gospel they'll hear is the one like I preached on Friday. I wonder if we can set our scopes and our sights higher than ever before. If you'll trust God in your life, let me tell you something. He will do more in your life than you can ever imagine. He'll keep surprising you again and again. Well, God bless you. Have a great week. Remember these words from 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you, appreciate you. If you're a partner of mine, victoriouslivinginternational.com, go there and learn more about us. But if you are a partner in prayer, financial support, or just giving us moral support by watching these programs and sharing this stuff around, you mean the world to me, and I pray for you daily. Well, God bless you. Got to run. We've got stuff to do here. I'm preaching today, so tune in at 10:45 at Victorious Living International or Victorious Living Church, and I'll be preaching today, but we've got a lot of things planned for this morning. So God bless you. Love you. Amen.